KTMY.com.
You got to be straight with me.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
All right, let's stay alert, people.
News time. Entertainment news. Brought to you at the top of every hour.
Tell me something good.
Where talk is fun. My Talk 107.1.
What do you want to tell us? Just tell us.
Well, we've got our first look at the new movie, Unfrosted. This is that one from Jerry Seinfeld that is going to be about the invention of the Pop-Tart.
Oh, fun. I remember this.
Oh, yeah. Seinfeld is doing stuff like bees and Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness. Where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
Fresh.
Well, sometimes it needs to be with
we
these bathrooms around here.
I know the bathroom noises that we
hear.
Oh,
gosh.
Here.
You guys, our prep room is next to the restrooms, and we can hear all kinds of stuff.
I'm not saying we need to get some WD-40 on the toilet
paper
roll
holder.
Because you can literally.
It sounds like a squirrel in a wheel. Oh. Like, and we're like, oh, boy, that's a lot of toilet paper. And then we wait,
it's
and then
lot.
It's like more. Oh, God.
We shouldn't be able to hear that, so let's get some WD-40. Let's get a memo to facilities.
Or maybe bring in your own and take it upon yourself. Or you know how to get it into that closet, that little closet there. You just showed me this today.
We did take Dawn. Mike, we're actually going to ask you to talk about something in a moment, but before we get there, we do have to acknowledge that, Dawn, today Mike and I took you on a journey to a whole new world.
The men's restroom.
I did walk in and
I've
clear.
I've heard so much about it.
I cleared the joint to make sure there was nobody in there.
Yeah.
And then I said, all right, all's clear.
No joints in here.
Because Mike and I were talking about the odd...
layout?
Layout, yes. Yeah. The, whatever you would call it, layout of the men's restroom, such that... when a man is standing, first of all, you open the door and you directly walk straight into the urinal. So it's like
there's
it's
only one
right there. And that so there's a well, it's a small bathroom. Yeah. So there's a urinal and a stall. Women's restroom, two stalls, right?
Yeah.
So men, obviously, we're going to have a urinal. So it goes sink, urinal, stall. You walk straight through the door into the urinal. To your right is the stall.
Mm-hmm.
The door opens out to the stall. So it literally opens in the path of the urinal. So if Mike is standing at the urinal.
Which you guys demonstrated this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was all because we were like, Dawn, you don't realize how awkward this is. Mike goes and stands at the urinal, does his business.
Yep.
I walk in.
Yeah.
So Mike's back is to me.
Yeah.
So then I awkwardly have to say, hey,
excuse
Mike.
Me.
Or no, something, you know, some sort of small talk. So like. Because you know there's somebody behind you. It just feels weird to not acknowledge.
Like, literally, to get into the door, you could breathe on Mike's neck.
Well, so I'm getting there. So I open the door, staring at Mike's back. I now need to go to the stall because I cannot use the urinal because he's there. So to what you just said, to get past him, I have to open the door out, which crosses his path. So literally, he can feel the wind of the door opening on his back. And then I have to go around, so I'm now like literally
an inch
six
from
inches
him.
From Mike,
yeah, absolutely,
at
yeah.
the urinal,
right there.
Yeah.
And so, and then I close the door, hopefully, because if I don't close the door and Mike's done at the urinal, he will turn around to a door in his face.
Yeah,
but people don't always close that door when they go into the urinal, Mike.
What?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, because we're dudes, we're just urinaling.
Oh my God, yeah. Urinaling.
We're peeing, or like, so the guy in the stall is not sitting.
I do always know it's you though, because you give me a little slap on the backside.
I mean,
I appreciate
you know.
That.
But that's what you feel
yes,
like,
yes,
right?
Yes,
like,
no,
I feel like
so
I want to just like give Mike, you know, a bear hug mm-hmm. as I'm walking by because it's so intimate.
Yeah.
Not in a, that kind of way, but just like it's the space.
You are forced to be close.
Yeah,
correct.
And so then
that's
the
spot you don't want to be forced to be closed in.
I will, exactly. I will close the door behind me, lock it, just so that it's not going to fly
that's
open.
That's nice of you.
And create a
That
a
doesn't
thing.
Mean you have privacy, because...
Well, that's the other thing, you guys. So if I were going to sit in the stall, which that's a move, that's a power move. If somebody's at the urinal and you walk in and sit down and start going to town... I mean, you're confident. I'm not going to feel comfortable doing that. But if
because,
I sit down,
yeah.
I can literally turn to my right and have an eye-to-eye conversation with Mike.
Because the gap in the door is so big, you can see somebody's yeah. entire face.
Now, we should say, like, we make it work. It's not like people are staring in there.
You don't do it,
no.
but you can see their... You,
but you can
see
you can feel
body.
The presence right outside the.
You could play rock paper scissors. Like there's enough room. You can see each other.
You can hand each other cash.
There you go.
Or whatever yeah. through that crack.
Okay. Wow. All right, Larry Craig. Okay. What are we doing here?
No. I'm just saying, like if you owed him something for like you guys made brownies together and then you owed
brownies.
Him
brownies.
Passing those in the bathroom. I hope.
Do not eat brownies in the bathroom, Don McLean. What do the women do in there?
Outside of the bathroom. Let's say you guys owed each other money. You could pass, and you no, made yeah. brownies together. You
what? Pass Why are we them? Making brownies?
I don't know.
Well, you are, but
okay.
Anyway, I did stand at the
so
urinal.
We needed, so the whole point of this story is that we needed to show Dawn what this experience was
I've heard
was
about
like.
It so much. And I'm like, well, I need to see it once and for all.
Because women, you know, like, I feel like women are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, this is a gender conversation in that. I feel like women are enculturated. Is that a word? Like you guys have a lot more cultural expectation to communicate in the bathroom together.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless
I feel someone
like,
talks to me.
Because women always go to the bathroom or used to. That
oh,
was
like, sure. I don't like doing that.
But I'm saying it's more prevalent.
It's like,
maybe.
Let's go to the bathroom together. Yeah.
I don't have that. So like when I'm in the space, I don't want Mike to feel uncomfortable, but I also feel like I need to say something.
Yeah, because if you're silent, then it's even weirder.
Well, and
right?
then there's noises. So you want to like, you want to make it not awkward.
Yeah.
So you're like, let me think of some quick small talk.
It's always interesting on what your background was too, and what you've been exposed to and what you're used to. Like for me, playing football, locker rooms, sometimes there weren't even doors on
sure.
the stalls and you're just sitting there going, talking to your teammates and you're like in that situation.
Why do they do that?
Because it's, I don't know, small college, it's cheap.
No.
I will say, you know, gyms, yeah. so I don't have the sports experience, yeah. but the analogy I would have is like mm-hmm. the gym. When I started going to the gym, it was much more common for everyone to be completely naked around
for sure.
you. So I'm much more comfortable in that way that I don't think a lot of people are now because
yeah.
we don't ever go in those mm-hmm. settings anymore.
Yeah.
So is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, just
that
being
just
around people and just being more comfortable
the,
with it. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, he's saying, like, if you have to sit down and do some business, there's no door.
There's literally, yeah, that's true.
So people would just do their business like
well,
that.
I told you about yeah. the one place we played, and I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, it was in Aberdeen, South Dakota. That's the northern state. They in the guest locker room did not have even walls up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
great.
It's literally just two toilets sitting next to each other, so you could literally hold hands with your teammate while you're doing your business at halftime.
Hey, let's talk about that play.
Yeah. That is literally not
terrifying.
Appropriate.
You shouldn't be put through that.
The one experience I have of that is from Project Down and Dirty
sure.
boot camp.
Yeah.
Where all the stall doors were taken off. I don't remember the reason.
Because it's the military.
But it was the military.
Sure. Yeah,
and
yeah.
so all the stall doors yep. in the locker room bathrooms were taken off. So
maybe if you have to, like, in warfare, poop next
dad,
to somebody,
well,
they're
dad,
getting you ready for that.
May he rest in peace. He was in Vietnam, and he said, like, I don't, like, he would always, just everything, he could always just undercut anything you felt bad about or felt put upon
right.
by the world. To be like, well,
in
let
Vietnam.
Me tell you. He's like, when you have to
yeah.
do that right next to someone with no privacy, you
yeah.
get pretty...
Used to it.
Used
yeah.
to it.
So it has a function
yeah.
in the military.
So maybe that's why they do it. But yeah, that's...
I get pee shy when someone comes in. And so I have to...
That's interesting because you only usually think of men getting pee shy.
No, I get pee shy.
Steve Patterson.
And so now... Yeah.
That dude.
He gets pee shy?
Oh my.
He is... Like, he will walk around the bathroom to make sure there's nobody there before he enters.
Oh,
like he, well, he talks about that.
Yeah, he talks about it. That's why I brought it up. Yeah, he's not going to have a problem with it.
It's not like
he's
like walking about it.
If I walk
just
in.
I feel bad.
Yeah, if I walk in and he's going, usually step outside and just allow him to have his privacy.
No, literally, like I will be walking and he's like, are you walking to the bathroom right now? And I'll be like, no. And he's like, okay, good.
Oh, I have a trick I do though.
Oh, really?
And I, to get my mind off the fact that like, they're going to hear you pee. I start counting down.
Okay.
From 5.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I make myself go at 1. I'm like 5, 4.
So you have to pee at 1.
3, 2.
Do you know what Steve Patterson 1. Does?
What? He just goes to a different bathroom.
No. Has he told you what his secret is?
What's that?
Can I tell his secret?
Is he told it on the air?
I'm sure he said it on the air.
He crosses his eyes.
Mm.
And I will do that now.
Oh my God. Good. I'll do that too.
Yeah. So he's like, if you just cross your eyes, you're going to pee.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I don't know why that's supposed to work, Steve, but I think it's just distracting you such that
your body's like, your okay, mind. Pee. That's the counting for me.
I don't get too pee shy. Usually I just talk myself into it because I've been in that situation so many times.
Yeah. I'm
the worst
tired of
is
that.
Like at Hennepin, at the Orpheum. Mike, have you ever been in the basement of the Orpheum?
I don't think I have, no.
The bathrooms there are all, I know that sounds,
Mike, have you ever been in the basement of the Orpheum? The Orpheum? The bathroom?
The urinals are so tightly
together
and there's no divider.
Oh, sure.
And they're against the wall. So there's no, like, they're not coming out to like, divide you from the person next to you.
Yeah.
So you're literally just standing there next to someone, and those kind of situations, I get very pee shy. Really? So I just make a
like
break
you could
for
bump
the stall.
Elbows.
That's the old Metrodome. They had the troughs.
Oh,
they were
God,
just
that was
yeah
that
yeah
was that's wide open. Just
State Fair troughs. Has a couple of mm-hmm. those.
Now I have a question. Yeah. When I went into the restroom and we were doing the whole like look at this, look at that, and I stood at the urinal, I noticed that there was pee in there. Like, do you not flush the urinal?
That is a unique situation to that urinal, and we should send a memo, because I think the automatic flush is out, and people don't know that they can just press that button to flush it.
Okay, I thought it was just like, we're all just lazy, and we just don't care. Gosh,
no,
like, I was
that.
Like, ooh, I'm looking at somebody's pee-pee.
No.
Or pee.
Their pee, not their pee.
Pee. Not
there's
their
a big difference.
Their pee. I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm doing this. Yeah, like,
again,
I'm feeling the
Dawn
moment.
Dawn walked in. There was no one in the men's room when we were there.
But then you were also talking about how there's a closet that the cleaning lady pops out of.
Yeah, it's a unique situation.
Yeah, there's a...
And she don't care.
Nope.
She just walks doing right on
thing.
Through.
Yeah, she's like, that's
she's
fine.
Doing her job.
It's fine. Yeah. Sure, you're used to her.
I'm sure she's seen it all.
Yeah.
And God bless her for doing the Lord's work.
That's true.
As a former janitor... Yeah. Myself, that is a thankless job.
Yeah. I had to do it a little bit.
Who's dirtier, men or women? Quick.
Women.
Have
even in a dressing
janitor?
Room.
I haven't been a janitor, but when I was doing when I work at the restaurant, the last thing you'd have to do for the night is go clean the bathrooms out when you were the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right.
There were some moments where you saw some stuff.
The only thing I've
changed you as a person.
Showers. You have to clean showers. Mm-hmm. Did you have to?
No, I just, there's people that would.
No, restaurant. There's no shower in a restaurant.
There's not. I'm just like, what did you see?
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk about it. I mean, even in a dressing room for women who are just changing clothes, you would not believe.
Oh, I would. I've seen it.
I mean,
I had to clean the women's locker room. The only big difference I did notice, and I think it's just down to like whatever, is hair. Women have a lot more hair in the shower area than men do.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Men have stocking feet. So the men's shower floor would be covered in sock pills, you know, those little pilly bits, because they take off their stocking. Men wear very cottony socks compared to women.
Sure.
And so there'd be all these like dark pills all over the floor that I would have to clean up.
Cotton.
In the women, it was clumps of hair because just by nature.
Head hair.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Thanks
for clarifying.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's a problem.
Yeah. So I would always have to clean the drains out.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Nah. Even at home,
I
try every time to just, I have long hair and
Yeah. And that's not necessarily a gender thing. Guys can have long hair, but I'm just saying typically.
Yeah.
And it catches everything too, the hair, and it creates
I wasn't going to go there, but
not fun.
to the point of what you said earlier. We don't have to talk about all of it. Well, all right, we got to go.
Okay.
This was Mike, a really interesting. Yeah. No, we're gonna give Mike 1 o'clock. So you guys, yeah, I told you there's a story that Mike wants to tell us. Oddly, it was not about the bathroom trip we all went on today, but he will tell us about it at 1 o'clock. It involves, well, just a sad state of humanity and his observations. But when we come back, he's going to have his observations on all the latest from Hollywood right here on My Talk. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Here's the thing. Your dental health is super duper important, not just to your smile and that kind of stuff, but also your underlying overall health, right? Like a lot of times dentists can pick up on things that are connected to your overall health just by those routine exams. You know, one of the things I notice when I go in for my regular checkups is they do an oral cancer screening, and that is super duper important. People have spotted things really super early because they're getting regular checkups. So it's not like I'm saying they're gonna find something bad, but like there is way more going on during your routine dental exam that you're not even paying attention to. And I'm so grateful for that and the level of care and expertise that the entire team at Dakota Dental provides. So just make sure that you're getting those regular checkups and screenings for my good friend, my good friends at DakotaDental.com. Tell them Bradley sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has the latest in entertainment from Hollywood and beyond. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
We got some exciting news. We got a little teaser. I know, Dawn, you and I both loved Poor Things.
Yes.
Well, the next project that will be both for Yorgos Lanthimos and Emma Stone. We just got the first teaser for it. It's a movie called Kinds of Kindness. We know it's going to be hitting theaters in June. Both Stone, Willem Dafoe, also Margaret Qualley, all a part of this movie. You also have Jesse Plemons, who's going to be a part of it well. And the first teaser trailer is out, and it
does it look good?
It looks like a Yorgos Lanthimos Yorgos Lanthimos movie. Okay. I don't know what to say about it. You just don't know until you see it. Yeah. It's like it's hard to explain. It's just a teaser, and there's only music playing, and some people driving around, and a lot of quick cut scenes. But it looks fun.
Right. Okay, great. So, look
we'll have
forward
to see
to
for
it.
The full trailer, but June again is when that is going to be coming out. We're jumping around the kids' musical scene, as of course yesterday we talked about Ashley Tisdale from High School Musical expecting her second baby. Well, now Lea Michele from Glee is also expecting her second baby with her husband.
Lea Michele,
somebody. Wow. Oh,
Dawn!
You what? She's so mean.
Wow.
I'm sorry. She has a bad reputation for being... It's a wig.
Yeah. It's a long story, you guys. Google it. Lea Michele wig.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Okay, well, good luck to her.
Good luck to her.
And him.
Who is...
especially
do we know
him.
Somebody? Lea Michele.
She's probably married to a
it's very
nice
man. It's her husband, yeah, Zandy.
Zandy Reich?
Reich.
Okay.
They're overjoyed.
Rich, I don't know how he pronounces his name.
Yeah, I don't either, but
I'm
there you
sure
go.
They're overjoyed.
Good
slightly
luck to him.
More overjoyed than Dawn is about it, I think.
So.
Possibly.
So you're sending a gift.
Uh-huh, my gift of... my
judgment.
Gift of judgment. That's right. Okay. I'm evil.
Love it.
All righty. We also got word. Okay, so Bill Maher's got a new podcast network. We knew that. Dawn, I found a new podcast for you.
Okay, what is it?
It's about UFOs and aliens.
Whoa.
Great.
Right up her alley.
Do you want me to tell you who hosts it?
Is it someone I hate, like Justin Timberlake?
Oh, my God. Calm down.
Pretty close.
Who?
Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Oh, what? No.
Apparently, Fred Durst is going to be one of the hosts for a new UFO and Aliens podcast that is going to be appearing on Bill Maher's new podcast network.
Okay. Bill Maher's podcast network.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins is also going to be hosting a podcast. We don't know yet what his is going to be about.
Okay. I would flip those and make Billy Corgan the alien host.
Then what would Fred Durst have to talk about?
What a bad person he is.
Remind me why he's bad.
Ooh, it's an Ozfest story.
Okay.
He was very, very mean to a band called Taproot.
Okay. Well, good to know. I hope we get to hear that story someday.
Oh, sure.
Mike, thank you for all the latest from Hollywood, as per usual. When we come back, you got any blind items?
I do.
Good, because we have a whole show within a show. It's called Blinded by the Item. It is our juicy bits of gossip with the names left out podcast show within a show. We're doing it right here on My Talk 107.1. My talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Alight. I want you to check out the organization known as Alight. If you never have before, I would love for you to head to their website, specifically because there you can see the kinds of work they're doing around the globe to help those who are displaced. Displaced people are just people like you and me. And I've met displaced persons, people who've had to leave everything they've had behind because of war, conflict, or famine. And you can imagine that if you or someone you know was forced to do that very thing, you would want someone to be there to help. And Alight is there in many places around the globe, even in our own community. We don't realize how close we are to those who are displaced. And that work that Alight is doing around the globe is super important, but doesn't stop, which is why our support is so important. Head to wearealight.org today, and thank you. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Kim Kardashian is being sued by an artist's foundation because she claimed that some furniture in her Skims empire was by this certain artist, and the foundation, he has passed away. And so the foundation is suing her because it wasn't his artwork. But maybe she just thought it was. It's one of those confusing things like, why are you suing Kim?
It was furniture, wasn't it?
It's furniture. Yeah. He's a very famous.
So it was like knockoff furniture that she hadn't. Maybe she didn't know. So
yeah, I mean, there is a design company involved that designs all of her spaces, and so they're also in this lawsuit. I would say they should just be in the lawsuit because they probably just told her that these were one-of-a-kind pieces and then bought some knockoffs.
Well, then maybe they're going after her because it's a big name. So they're like, there are a lot of issues. We need to get attention for this problem.
Yeah.
So she should know better. Do your homework.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I'm sure there are more important things to talk about in the blind items.
Nope.
Okay.
There's not.
That's about it. Okay.
Okay.
So it's been fun. I'm going to go. I need coffee.
Okay.
You want to go get it now quick? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
You can text someone to get it for you.
Let's get it started here with the blind items today. It's
I'm back.
Okay, nice job. That was quick. Coffee run.
I didn't get it.
Oh.
It's out. They keep turning the dumb thing off. It stops after like 2 hours and then I got to reheat it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Funny, as soon as we start having people talking about this A-list couple having some issues, now the former A-plus list singer is leaking that they're trying to expand their family. I'm sure that's true.
Oh, is that a sarcastic?
That's a sarcastic. I'm sure that's true.
Whatever.
Again, as soon as people started talking about the dysfunction and some of the issues that this A-list couple is having, now the former A-plus list singer is leaking that they are trying to expand their family. I'm sure that's true.
Wait, so is this two separate couples? That's a part of that couple.
The A-plus list singer is a part of this A-list couple.
I thought maybe it was like a jilted ex or something.
Nope.
Okay.
Again, we've been talking about an A-list couple having some issues, and now one of the members, a former A-plus list singer, is leaking that they're trying to expand their family.
Well, we just talked about Adele yesterday. Okay.
We did, but nope, not that one. Good guess, though. Very good guess.
Is the singer a man?
No.
Okay, that goes...
The former A-plus list singer is not a man.
So it's not Justin Timberlake.
It is not.
Just a deal. Okay.
Although that also would fit in the into every other part of this.
Right.
It's not Beyonce.
Nope. As soon as people started talking about this A-list couple having issues, now the former A-plus list singer is leaking that they actually want to expand their family. I'm sure that's the case.
It's not J-Lo.
Nope.
Ben, okay.
God, don't expand that family. It's big enough.
Oh my God.
So many people over there.
Yeah. Let's see. Former A-list singer.
Former A-plus list singer.
A-plus list. Whoa.
It's a small group.
Uh-huh.
Small group of A-plus listers.
Oh, okay. So we're not talking
And we've been
like...
talking about them having issues.
We have been, yeah. It's come up.
A-plus list. That eliminates a lot of people.
And former. So not A-plus list, no. Former A-plus listener.
Are we talking former, like, Madonna area? Or
nope. She'd be
younger.
Permanent. Oh, yeah, from age standpoint, no, younger.
Okay.
Whew. I was going to say, somebody who wants to have biological children.
Mm-hmm.
So.
At least that's what she's leading us to believe.
I want a bigger family.
Okay.
It's not Rihanna.
Nope. But there you go. Just keep naming some of those A-plus
lists. Jessica Simpson.
Good
Ooh.
Guess.
Other...
A-plus more recent than Jessica Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Katy Perry?
There you go.
Oh!
It's funny. As soon as people start talking...
Well, we did talk about Orlando and Katy. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you're good. I'm filling in the blinds here. It's funny. As soon as people start talking about the fact that Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry are having some issues, now Katy Perry is, according to the blind items, leaking to the tabloids that they actually want to expand their family. I'm sure that's true, as the blind item says.
Okay.
It's interesting. She's saying that at the same time... We're hearing she wants to kind of reinvent herself and start a whole new career. That's why she left Idol. I don't know.
Maybe that Something's... is part of it. She wants to reinvent herself as a, you know,
Mom.
Lifestyle brander.
Yeah.
I get the, something else, not
I
a get, singer.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
I feel like though she wants to get back to, you know, making music again, but like it's been such a hot minute that I find her career to be fascinating, and I wish, or I, at some point with a little bit more distance, maybe we'll have a clearer understanding of like what happened to her career. Cause she was like literally at the top.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of been hovering somewhere since. I don't know why.
Her last album, I believe, was 5 years ago. Yep. Or 5 years ago. She had one hit that kind of got into the top 40, one or two.
Oh, I remember that one. I love that song.
I mean, Katy Perry was like Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's never really over. That song is really good. She's in a field of flowers. Mm-hmm. I just like the beat of it.
She had that one and Daisies, I think, is the other big song from that album. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just never seemed to, I don't know. So we'll see.
Okay.
Good luck to her.
Good luck to her. Again, where we had some blinds not too long ago saying that she's trying to use maybe some of the inspiration from what Taylor has done to think she could possibly ride the coattails of that experience and maybe become the next. But I don't know. Maybe that starts with having a baby this year. Well, Taylor's still touring. I don't know.
I mean, if you're having relationship issues, the best thing you can do is to have a child.
That fixes everything. Don't we know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's do another one
Works
here.
Works for my parents. If you can't see me, I'm shaking my head. No, it didn't work.
Well, it did, because you're here.
Well, I'm just saying it, not for their relationship.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Go on, Mike.
I'm not taking responsibility for that.
The A-list model is trying everything to stay relevant. She's been failing hard and fast, but her latest grift is actually quite genius, except she really has no way of monetizing it.
Oh, okay.
So she's got a grift. But
so an A-list model is trying everything to stay relevant. She's been falling and failing hard and fast, but her latest grift is actually quite genius, except she would have to figure out how to monetize it.
Is this Heidi Klum?
Nope.
Okay.
So she's got a grift. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Have we talked about her grift?
I don't think so. It's pretty new, the concept. or what she's talking about.
Well, the only model that comes to mind is Giselle, but I don't know what her grift would be. Okay.
And I will say, this is, it wouldn't be surprised that it took you a minute to get to this, because this is an A-list model we used to talk about all of the time.
Okay.
Then a lot in the blinds. And now it's been pretty quiet in her area of the world for a while.
Kate Moss?
Nope.
Okay.
It's not Arena.
It is not.
Oh, is it Emily Ratajkowski?
Oh, good one.
Okay, what is she doing? She invented something?
Well, I don't know if she invented it, but she's trying to popularize something that I think, is, and the blind obviously agrees, is quite genius.
Okay.
Divorce rings.
Okay.
No.
Divorce she's apparently rings. Trying to bring and make divorce rings a thing.
You want people to see that you're divorced. And then
and
what
the
do they say?
Is what, a
Who
different
are you divorced
color?
To?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
Divorce ring.
The hell is a
like,
divorce
I'm gonna
ring?
I'm going to marry myself.
Or maybe it's like I'm celebrating the end of this tragedy.
Exactly.
Which,
yes.
Well, do you wear it? What finger do you wear it on?
Well, I was going to show you, but I can't because we're on camera.
Oh. Yeah, you wouldn't want to. Like, I want my fingers to be free as somebody who.
Okay. I really would like to know where you're going with this.
Okay,
tell me if, where you don't want your fingers to be free.
Listen, if it becomes a thing and you have to wear it on a certain finger that isn't that finger reserved for married people, I don't want people to assume that I'm divorced.
Well, but
it is that
then
finger.
You wouldn't get a divorce ring.
It is that
it's
finger.
It's the same finger.
It's the same
yes.
finger?
Yes. So the idea is, okay, we have engagement rings, we've got anniversary rings, you got different things like that. But when you divorce from somebody and you still want to wear some beautiful jewelry on that same finger, she's, okay. I don't know if
then
she's
you
introducing.
Just wear your wedding ring. Like, people.
Yeah, but that wedding ring has a bunch of negativity around it because
but
it was from.
Are,
but
yeah.
Your divorce ring doesn't have negativity attached no, because anytime people ask you about it, you're going to start talking about your failed marriage.
And people that aren't...
Mike, he's I'm not expecting you to...
People are just going to assume it's a wedding ring. Like when, you know, guys or gals are looking around at the bar to see who they can hit on. Well, that never stopped anybody.
Is that a divorce but, ring or a
yeah,
married
they'll
ring?
They'll just assume it's a wedding ring. Well, like a ring on that finger should just mean one thing.
Well, whatever she can do to get herself separated from Sebastian Bear McLeod as much
God.
As she can, I hope she does so because he of
is
course,
gross.
Is her ex that she is.
Why was he gross again?
Oh,
casting
was...
couch situation.
Oh,
yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah. It was like too young.
Yeah. Not good.
Gross.
He's real creepy.
He's real bad.
Great. Add it to the list.
Worst of the worst. So yeah, there you go. That's what's happening there. But apparently that's what she's trying to do. Again, I don't know how exactly she's going to monetize it. I don't think she's making the jewelry, but whatever. She's trying to popularize divorce rings.
I mean, good luck to her. I don't want to poo-poo her ID, even though I just did. Sorry.
Yeah, we both just... Listen, we're a PR firm.
Yeah,
okay?
You guys know.
True.
This is BDE
and a product.
PR.
I mean, we're basically Shark Tank
we're
for celebrity business...
Yeah.
Ventures.
I just want to own my finger. And if it didn't work out with somebody else, I'm taking that finger back.
That's right.
And I'm making it my finger.
Thank you.
Would like you to please trademark that phrase.
Okay.
I want to own my finger.
Let's do another one.
Rebel Wilson would be on with that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Dawn, seriously. Do not get us in trouble. For the record, I'm not even going to dignify that statement. Go on, Mike.
Do a Google search. You'll figure it out quickly.
Yeah.
There's always been rumors that this A-plus list producer slash host is cheap, but this is next level. He apparently makes his longtime girlfriend split travel and food expenses, despite the fact that he is well on his way to being a billionaire.
Well,
so we've got a... Go ahead.
Is that Ryan Seacrest?
Yep.
Yeah, that
is
was going to be my guess.
Only because
girlfriend?
Of the title, I didn't know anything about him being frugal.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, well, again, I'm saying this according to the blind items. Yeah, he's had, Aubrey has been in his life for, man, like 2021 or two.
Oh,
it's been
wow.
at least 3 years, maybe four. But apparently, there's always been rumors that Ryan Seacrest is very cheap. But this is next level. Apparently, he makes his longtime girlfriend split travel and food expenses, despite the fact that, of course, he is well on his way to being a billionaire with a B.
All right. Wow. Well, maybe she wants to.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like, I'm being independent.
Yeah, she doesn't want to look like she's a gold digger.
God, I wouldn't care. I'm like, people are going to think that anyway. So
yeah.
Where's my gold?
Yeah. Where the gold at?
Where's my shovel?
All right. You guys nailed that one. Nice and quick and easy. Nicely done. I'm proud of you. Let's go ahead and do another one here. Rolling through the blind items today. How about this? This foreign-born A-list singer seemingly always picks the worst boyfriends time and time again. This one probably won't stalk her like the last, but he is controlling in every single aspect of her life, and it doesn't sound good.
Okay.
So we've got a foreign-born A-list singer seemingly picking the worst boyfriends all of the time. This one probably won't stalk her. Which
foreign
is
born.
But this is but he's apparently controlling of every aspect of her life, and that's not good.
This is not readily coming to mind on you.
I mean, this isn't Adele.
It is not Adele because it's
none of the stories about him.
Yeah, kind of.
He's kind of hands off.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it'd be the opposite.
Yeah,
like hands off her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foreign born A-list singer.
Seemingly picking the worst boyfriends time and time again. This one is no exception. He probably won't stalk her, but...
Oh. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Because he was foreign born. She's not Janet Jackson.
Okay. Lily Allen?
Nope.
Okay.
She married.
She is married to David Harper.
Mm-hmm.
A-list
foreign-born singer A-list. Picking the worst boyfriends. She is British.
Okay.
British singer.
And do we know of her past boyfriend?
Yep.
Okay.
A-list. This should be so obvious, Dawn.
Well, I have my list. I can get it out.
Well, get your list out. What good is your list if you don't have it?
Well, no, I appreciate you trying to get it without the list and giving that away.
That's
right away.
That's fine.
Okay, foreign-born A-list Brit lady.
Let's just say the stalking part is tied to another one of her obvious previous boyfriends that we've talked about.
Okay.
He is from a family of barely there celebrities.
Oh.
Is how I think it's normally described in the blinds.
Okay.
So her ex, who did have the stalking problem... is from a family of...
Nicki Minaj? Okay.
Family of modeling celebrities.
Modeling.
Oh, not Hadid. Yes. Oh, who is this? Because this sounds very familiar. Not Jack or whatever his name is. Yes.
Malik?
Nope.
Okay, so this is the singer is a woman.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. The singer is a woman and the stalker is a man from it's the Hadid kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. The Hadid.
Yeah.
Oh God, who was he obsessed with?
Stalking somebody.
Really?
I remember this story.
Anwar, by ways. This is
Anwar.
Anwar Hadid.
Anwar Hadid. Calm down. Rita Ora. No.
The other one.
Dua Lipa.
Hey, I knew as soon as you said Rita Ora.
Yeah, because they go hand in hand to me.
No wonder she's going to go Houdini.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well
that
done.
Song that.
Is that about that?
Catch me if you can, Houdini. Yeah.
Catch me really or weird. I'll go Houdini.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that just eggs him on.
Oh, by the way,
No.
You got the other side of that blind too? The new boyfriend?
The new boyfriend is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi.
No,
now you're still
confused
with Rita Ora.
God, okay. How many times am I going to make that mistake? It's
not enough.
I think as many times as we do the show.
Dua Lipa
is currently dating.
It's that guy. Mm-hmm. His name is like Callum Scott.
Yep. Well, it's like
Callum Von.
Callum?
D. Callum.
He is a master of the air.
Yeah, he
That's
is.
The show he's in right
Pilot?
Now.
Pilot?
Yep.
Oh.
No, he's in
Callum Turner.
Callum Turner.
Who's Callum Scott? Isn't that a person?
Well, probably.
Okay.
We opened up the phone book.
Singer-songwriter.
Oh, okay.
Callum Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Singer-songwriter.
Callum Turner
board?
Is an actor. What's that?
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Yeah, Callum Turner is, of course, who Dua Lipa is now reportedly dating. And according to the Blind Items, again, according to the Blind Items, I don't know him. But according to them, the foreign-born singer Dua Lipa always knows how to pick the worst boyfriends. At least this one's not going to stalk her like Anwar did. But he is controlling in every aspect of her life.
Oh, I hope that's not true.
Stop it.
Don't control
women. Those kind of
women.
People are always attracted to strong women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, ooh, I need to have that one. And I need to tame it and control it.
The worst.
Creeps.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm just saying that's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's time. Yeah. History. All of it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, I can Tina Turner, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
way back then.
All righty, let's keep rolling Adam on with the blind items. You guys are just crushing right through them today. Let's do another one here. The media company has had several opportunities to ask this A-lister all about the story she recently lied about. The reason they haven't, though, is because she leaks them all sorts of good stuff and tells them where to get the best shots of her and her husband.
Oh, so is this like a TMZ situation?
Media company's TMZ.
All right.
But this A-lister has, they've had many opportunities to ask her about this recent story that she lied about.
Oh.
They're not going to push it, though, because she leaks them a bunch of good stuff, like where she's going to be and where to get the best shots of her and her husband.
Okay.
Oh, God. This could be so many people.
What about J-Lo?
Oh, good job. But what's the story?
That she's lying about, I wonder.
There's a gun story in P. Diddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
It was the Daily Mail, I think I saw that headline.
Okay.
Something to do with a gun, something to do with P. Diddy, something to do with her association, of course, with P. Diddy in the past. And,
well, she broke up with, the headline I saw was something like she broke up with him right before the gun charges.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think she might have been present. I don't know. You got to dig into that story on your own time. I can't spread
blind
those.
Items are not thin or sparse when it comes to Jennifer Lopez.
True.
Or for the last 5 days, P. Diddy, because it's been hard to find stories that aren't related to that.
Sure.
So I apologize if
we apologize that you have to deal
had to
with
sneak
that,
a couple
Mike.
Of them in there. But no, according to this one, TMZ has had several opportunities to ask J-Lo all about that apparent gun story that she reported, or according to them, lied about. The reason they haven't, though, is that she always leaks them a bunch of good stuff, like where they can find her and Ben Affleck getting donkeys.
Getting in and out, getting
so
flat tires.
Valuable.
I mean, it's like all I see is them getting in cars.
Apparently, J-Lo and gun charges would be less click worthy of Dunkin' Donuts and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Like they're holding drinks. Who cares?
But I do totally believe it because I do believe that TMZ, more than most, is really concerned with celebrity access because that's where they get the majority of their content.
Yeah.
So, like, we all think, like, oh, they're trash tabloids that are just, like, posting lies. It's like, well, if you actually do the work and see the kind of content they're pushing out, it's usually pretty... I mean, it's not that they don't publish salacious stories about celebrities don't do them any good.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's usually stories that are benefiting some PR person's narrative.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Exactly true. And they also are the first ones to get into all the court documents because Harvey Levin is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
As he likes to promote and say often. Okay.
Okay, let's move on and do another one here. Well, you can't say she's not smart. All of the new deals for this A-list celebrity are excluding her husband from earning anything. Now, she is, of course, spending all his money to do the marketing leading up to these projects.
Ooh, that's genius.
Oh, that's... Wow. So you can't say Ryan Seacrest.
You can't say she's not smart. This A-list celeb is making sure to exclude her husband from earning anything from these new deals, but she is spending all of his money to pay for the marketing leading up to the deals.
Well,
it's not J-Lo again.
It is not J-Lo again.
What is the... It's an A-list celebrity?
A-list celeb.
Okay, so it's not Kim Zolciak.
It is not.
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah.
Huh? He ain't I don't got think he's money. Got money either.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay, so A-list celebrity.
Yep.
He's got a lot of money that she's spending. She's getting a lot of deals. Mm-hmm. They're both... Wait. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
necessary.
Yep, it's magic. That's what I was thinking too, you know, at the same time. Oh, come on.
All new
American Riviera Orchard.
There you go. American Riviera Orchard. Of course, talked about it yesterday. We're talking about it again, but according to the blind items, she's making sure that in the legal documents, he is excluded from earning anything from all of her new deals. It is funny, though, because, of course, she's spending all his money to do the marketing for these deals. Again, it's Meghan Markle. It's the blind items. Take it how you want.
Yeah, take it how you want. Also, all the celebrities. People are so surprised that she's behaving like a celebrity.
I just think that how do we know whose money is whose? You know, I mean, this is a blind item, so.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, how does anyone know the personal finances of those two and who brought in
what
money?
Well, maybe she's like, can you write a check on your checking account? This is Prince Harry.
Can you spot
5016 Appaloosa Court.
Oh.
And again,
Montecito,
where's his money?
California.
Because, I mean, based on the book, like, he was cut loose of all of that stuff, all of the Crown's money, cut loose of that. So, I mean, this is all the book sales.
He got his
this
mom's
is all the
money.
And
I suppose,
his mom's money.
I suppose, yeah. But,
also, Nunya.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
AKA, none of our business, where, like, what if he is like, I would rather you spend my money to promote this until you start making some money, and then you'll pay me back.
Yeah, or it's a marriage, and you guys share finances.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe they do.
Yeah. Well.
There you go. You guys crushed it. Did you learn anything today?
I mean, always.
I learned that Ryan Seacrest is very frugal.
According to the blind item.
I didn't know.
And then he prances his girlfriend out once a year, it looks like.
I mean,
to go look,
good
she
luck
exists.
To her.
She exists.
If she
like
in
the
fact
M&Ms.
Is human,
they do exist.
Mike, thank you so much for all those juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Dawn, we'll be back again tomorrow with a whole new crop of blind items. We have a whole website, blindbytheitem.com. Like and subscribe. Tell all your friends about
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.
Entertainment.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Your Boat Club. Let's get on the water. Oh my God, with the sun out, it just makes me remember we're not that far away from being on the water again this summer with Your Boat Club. They really do make it super duper easy. But you guys, if you've thought about Your Boat Club, I know you heard me talking about it last year and how much fun we had, and you're like, hey, should we do that? I had lots of friends reach out and ask, and I was like, look, if you want to get out on the water all summer long, and you don't want to deal with the hassle of it, you don't want to have to deal with the maintenance of a boat on your own, I want you to call my friends at Your Boat Club. They really do make it super duper easy. And here's the thing. Right now, I want you to go to their website and take full advantage of their preseason enrollment. So head to yourboatclub.com. You're going to get the best savings of the year. Now is the time, truly. And before you know it, we're all going to be sitting back, relaxed, and enjoying our lives on the water. Head to yourboatclub.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.